Tantor Audio presents A Groom of One's Own by Maya Rodale. Narrated by Carolyn Morris. Prologue. On her way down the aisle, Chesham, Buckinghamshire, England. June 1822. If she is to marry, a woman must have a dowry and a groom of her own. At an exquisitely inconvenient moment, Miss Sophie Harlow discovered one essential prerequisite was deserting her. To be jilted at the altar is the sort of thing that happens to someone's cousin's friend's sister. In other words, it is something that only occurs in rumours and gossip. It never actually happened to anyone, and it couldn't possibly be happening to her. Yet here she stood in her new satin wedding gown, hearing the words, "I am deeply sorry, Sophie, but I cannot marry you after all," from the man who ought to be saying, "I do." She could not quite believe it. Sophie was vaguely aware of the curious expressions of her guests. The Chesham church, small, quaint, centuries old, and well-to-do like the town itself, was packed with friends from the village, extended family members, and visitors from surrounding counties, as many wished to witness the nuptials uniting two of the most prominent families of the local landed gentry. Of course they were wondering why the groom had stopped the bride halfway down the aisle. Of course they strained to hear what he said in a voice too low to be audible to anyone else. She saw her dearest friend, Lady Juliana Somerset, in attendance, and as curious and concerned as the rest. Even the church cat, Pumpkin, looked intrigued as she peeked out from underneath a pew. "I am so sorry to cause you such misery."